Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. And you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Marie Dubuque is here. She's back. That's right. Marie's a great member of our Brain Trust, certified life coach, etiquette expert, and also a social media and social interaction expert. She's authored a number of books, and yet I personally don't have one of them. We'll have to speak about that, Marie. Welcome back.
Jim, they're not hard books. They're e-books.
Well, I'll take one. Just send me one.
Okay, I'll email you one. How about that?
Yeah. Hey, Marie, thanks again for hanging out with us. Good to have you back. You know, Marie, I grew up in old school. I guess I'm still old school, but, you know, I mean, I've made all the adjustments that you have to make to be in business these days and to run with the kids the best I can. But I remember in the old days, oftentimes I would take somebody on the call with me. If I were going on a call, really important call, I would take someone with me so that I could have the conversation and I would ask them to help me with the body language. I would say, in other words, when we were going in, their job wasn't so much to interact with the customer or our prospect or the team that was meeting with us or whatever. Their job was to sort of get the reaction from what was being said. And because I was the one doing, you know, carrying the conversation. And so I might miss something because I'm thinking about, okay, where we're going, how's this going, how do I, you know, do, you know, I'm focusing on the conversation. So I would take somebody with me to read the body language. And after it was all over, we would do a little debriefing and this person would say, yeah, they liked it when you said that. They didn't like it when you said that. You know, we do that kind of thing. How do you do that? How do you do that online?
I know, that's the problem, and that's why people get into such trouble.
Yeah.
They tweet something. I've had so many people tell me, it was just a joke, it was just a joke, and then it went viral, and people got offended.
Yeah.
But and you can't read
that. That would be my luck for something, some sarcastic remark I would make. And I'm really good at that too, by the way, Marie. Sarcasm is one of my best skills. But some sarcastic remark I make, totally joking to one person, that would be the thing that would go viral for me. That's my luck.
Right. You can't, even like in radio, you have vocal inflections.
Yeah.
But you have none of that online. And so what I tell people to do is read it over. Read it over in your head before you send anything. Just pause. We're such a society where we have to have everything right now. We do everything right now. We retweet things. We don't look at it. So just take a minute. That's all.
What's an example? I mean, what would be an example? What would cause somebody to say to tweet something that would be like that? What would be the reason?
They're not thinking. They're not thinking like, I mean, this is a tragic case, but when Spike Lee retweeted what he thought was George Zimmerman's address in that whole Trayvon Martin, George Zimmerman, horrible situation. That's a horrible situation.
Yep.
But us, you know, just us mortals, not talking about the stars, we mm-hmm. always do that on a regular basis, just something.
One of the unfortunate parts of Twitter that you send me a tweet, and I respond back, and if we don't do it in an offline tweet conversation, I've forgotten what the term for it, but the direct messaging kind of thing on Twitter.
Right, right. Private message, right.
Yeah, that's what I meant to say. If I don't do it that way, everybody that you follow and I follow gets to see it.
Right.
Isn't that a problem? I mean, I'll be honest with you, that puts me off a little bit on Twitter, that kind of a thing.
I know, one button, just hitting one button, and you retweeted to all your followers, and you could have thousands, which I'm sure you do, Jim. You have thousands of followers, I'm sure. I think I know. I'm one of them, actually.
Of course we are. We follow each other. But no, seriously, that's a real problem. And it's not just, of course, Twitter is bad about when we're talking about this, because, as you say, if you send somebody an email like that, hopefully it just goes to that one person. But if you tweet something without doing any restrictions at all, everybody gets to see it.
I know, it's really scary. And I love your idea about when you went to a call and you had somebody there to look at their reactions.
Yep.
We all need that. But we have to do it in our own heads because we don't have someone with us to read body language.
Well, now, I don't do this on Twitter because I don't do a lot of communicating one-on-one on Twitter. But I do a lot on email. And if I'm sending something to someone on email that's really important, I do at least one, if not two things. Number one, I have somebody come in and read the email.
Good.
And if it's really important, I send it to myself, and I don't open it until the next morning. And I see how it feels or sounds to me, like as if I opened it up myself.
Right, because how many times have you sent an email like, oh my gosh, I didn't mean that. That's going to come across wrong.
Right. Yeah.
I've done it. I did it a few years ago. I was mad at a friend. This was 5 years ago. And I sent an email, and immediately I thought, I did it in the heat of the moment. I was mad, and then I called her. But never again, never again. If I'm mad at someone, like you said, send it to myself, leave the room. Just don't do that. Don't send emails when you're mad.
Mm-hmm. What about Facebook?
The thing that we don't is just unrealistic.
Well, you know, and be careful. Be careful, by the way, when you're emailing about the reply all. I mean, I'm.
Oh my gosh, I never do that. Oh,
I never hit reply all unless I absolutely have thought about it a lot.
Right. And do you send those broadcast emails? See, I don't even respond to those.
No.
Because they're sent to a million people, and they won't even know if I don't send a response. So I don't even. If someone isn't going to take the time to send me a personal email, I forget it.
What if it comes from somebody that you know, and you know you're part of their community, and they're just trying to get they're trying to get a question answered or something, and they say to you, dear friend or whatever, and it's from somebody you know and you respect, but do you respond to something like that?
No, I don't. Yeah. I don't. In fact, something similar happened because, oh my gosh, my son—he's been invited to all these graduation parties, and it's costing me an arm and a leg. Because I say, you have to bring a gift. You have to bring a gift. And he said, no one else is. I don't care. They're all rude. You bring a gift. But then a friend of ours, not a great friend, sent just a message about his son graduating. Just not even an invitation. Yeah. It wasn't anything. It was just a broadcast email. I haven't responded. And I don't know what to do about that, but I don't think I'm going to because.
Well, that's the thing.
Spending the money. There was no invitation.
Well, see, that's I don't feel like I have to respond to everything.
But I don't even know the kid. So.
Yeah. When we come back, I want to ask Marie about Facebook. What's the etiquette on Facebook these days? And we'll do that right after these messages. Marie, give us your website quickly, please.
Oh, sure. It's youtube.com/mannersbymarie.
Manners by Marie on the end of youtube.com. Quick break, 20 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.